Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Jesus prayed today, the Father, which in Aramaic means be opened. And he spoke this and prayed this prayer in Gentile territory. This was a territory that the Jews often didn't go into. And he wanted to go there in private. He didn't want anybody to know. But by this time in his ministry, he was getting too famous, and he was recognized. And he comes upon a Syrophoenician woman, a Gentile, or the dogs, the Goyim. Those people. And she had a little girl that had a demon, an unclean spirit. And Jesus doesn't normally mix with non-Jews. I mean, his mission was to the house of Israel, the children of Israel. And this was new. Remember, Jesus is God. But also in his human life, Jesus was like us in every way, except he didn't sin. But he was like us. And we have people that we know that are the good people and those people. And Jesus knew that too. But this woman was desperate. It's her girl. Think somebody in your family had this unclean spirit, and you heard about this man who can do miracles. And she said, well, you know, even the crumbs under the master's table can be eaten by the dogs. Now, if Jesus was totally human like us, he, like us, could change. He could evolve. And by her faith and openness to him, and his faith and openness to her, something new was happening. And the girl was exorcised of the unclean spirit from a distance. Something new. This is remarkable in Mark's gospel. And what does Jesus do next? He goes back into the Gentile. He went to Tyre. And then he goes to Decapolis and Sidon. And he sees a man who can't hear, and he's his speech impediment. And Jesus goes to this man. And this is interesting. There were other faith healers in the first century Palestine. But usually those faith healers use wands or they never touched the person. But Jesus gets very intimate. He takes this person aside by himself. He puts his fingers in the guy's ears. Guy can't hear. He makes it more. He spits on his fingers and he touches the man's tongue. And he sighs and he looks to heaven and he says, Father, Father, open up, open up. And the man could hear. And the man could speak. Let's get up. What's going on here? Let's try to see what's happening. Anybody here Jewish? Okay, so we're the dogs. If we were Cleveland Brown fans, we'd be in the dog pound. Okay, yeah, we're those people. We are those people. And Jesus is here to say to you, I love you too. I can heal you too. I can forgive you too. I can change your life too, even though you're not part of the original in-group. Jesus is here to bring us salvation. Salvation basically comes from the word sab, means the healing or spaciousness. You know, when you're afraid or you judge or you're angry or somebody threatens you, you get thin, you can protect yourself. But spaciousness means you're open, you're free, you're confident, because you're loved by God. Because God became very vulnerable for you and me on the cross. He gave everything. And 3 days later, God raised him from the dead. And he's with us and to heal us and to love us. And here, A Jew heals a Gentile, and her daughter's healed. And a speech impediment, he can speak and he can hear a Gentile, and or a Transylvanian, Saxon, Hungarian, American, he can love him too, like me, and he can love you and your uniqueness. There's no change. Because this is our Father's world, and we are connected by God, because this is the way God made things. It's interconnected. And we affect each other. We change each other. You know, the physicists can say that a butterfly flapping its wings in Brazil can affect the weather in New York. That's how connected we are. And we used to think scientific method, we could stand back and, you know, be objective and not be involved. But a guy named Werner Heisenberg said, even when you look at something, it changes. When we come to church today, Jesus Christ is here. We're here. We change. We interform each other, and God's forming us in His Holy Spirit. In fact, intimately, we're connected that we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Autonomy is an illusion. You know, you're you. I mean, Marilyn, she's her mother, her father. This is all part of who she is. And then her love in helping us get the church picnics and getting the presents with Elmer. This is all part of God working through her and through us in our own unique, wonderful ways, making directories or whatever we're doing. And the church is the new frontier. The new community, the beloved community of God, where Jesus is saying, we are loved. And what the society calls those dogs, we know better. They are our brothers and sisters. And if somebody hurts us, we can find ways, because forgive us our trespasses as you forgive us our sins. We can reach out and find ways to build bridges to them, make them our brothers and sisters, because they are made too in the image and likeness of God. In fact, Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said that we are to treat each other as Christ and be Christ to each other in his book, Life Together. That's how much we are to love one another. And the people that some call losers are not losers. That's a lie. Because people, we're loved by God. They might be different from us. They may have different clothes, different accents, but we're all one in Christ. I wish everything was like Disney World. You know, you had Epcot, and we ate at this great German, you know, Oktoberfest place, and it was buffet, and you could have all you wanted, the Wiener Schnitzel and the kraut and the apple strudel, and it was wonderful. And you saw people from all over in different accents, different colors, and they were having, well, see, that's kind of Disney wanted Epcot to be an ideal future of where humanity could live together. Well, he got that from Jesus Christ. That's what God wants, and that's what God is bringing in. We are part of that action. How did Jesus navigate in Gentile place, a new place, a place where he wasn't pre-thought? I mean, it's kind of like, oh, went there, and it was a surprise. How did he navigate? How did he know what to do? Well, John's gospel tells us Jesus did nothing without staying connected to his Father, his Abba, and he did his Father's will. Even remember in Gethsemane? He didn't want this cross. Who wants the cross? Take this away from me. But not my will, your will be done. So today Jesus expands his ministry beyond the Jewish norms. He heals non-Jews, the unclean, the dogs, and they become his brothers and sisters. Because in Jesus, God's salvation is unleashed upon the earth for all people. Jesus is here bringing salvation and healing and forgiveness and love, whether it's people who are separated by geography, or people who are separated by religion, or people who are separated by politics, or people who are separated by race, or people who are separated by sexual orientation. These all are false divisions, false man-made divisions that Jesus is busting. See, Jesus is not a wall builder. Jesus is a bridge builder. A bridge builder. To approach the other, not as a threat, but with curiosity. And why do you think that way? Let me hear about it. With kindness. You know, if you tell somebody, you know, you got a wart on your nose, they'll say, no, I don't. But if you love somebody, and they trust you and care for you, and you say, how you doing? And say, I'm doing okay, but, you know, I got this wart on my nose, and it bothers me. You know, there's an honesty because they trust you, and you trust them, and there's a faith there. Where do you need to open up? What gets in the way of that? Where do you go? Jesus knew where to go. He knew what to do. He connected with his Abba, his Father, who's always already there. And he connected with worship, just like you're doing today. You could have stayed in bed, but you came here to hear God's word, to sing. This is one of the few places in the world where you can still sing, to pray, to hear the word, to love each other, to share the peace with one another, to be strengthened, to go back out into that world where sometimes it's not easy. And to be the strange people who show love and show kindness, where the world says power and riches and might. But you say gentleness and kindness and love are the most powerful forces in the world because Jesus shows us that. And we return through prayer because, you see, God is already at work in the world. That's why I ask you for your God sightings, because when you have a God sighting, you see, yeah, Roy was an angel to us. You know, Dara is an angel. We could have a directory, you know, to celebrate that and not to take that for granted. And like Jesus, being empowered by the Holy Spirit to Ephatha. Ephatha, Ephatha, open up. Because you are loved, you don't have to be afraid. Your salvation is taken care of. In any place where you need healed, you can pray for God for healing, and he will heal you in his good time, in his own way, in love and kindness and relationship, growing into Christ-likeness together, to open as our Lord commanded and healed the deaf man with a speech impediment. And in the gospel today, to open, to move from narrow perceptions and our little silos and our little comfort zones to the Gentile territory, to the dog territory. And you start to speak to the other, you find out 98% of the things we have in common, they're not that different. Because we're human, we love our families. We love to have a healthy environment. We love to have a safe government. We love these things. And all people do. To open, to know the spaciousness of life that God has given us. And if there are barriers, pray in the Holy Spirit and God will give you enlightenment. You know, Bishop Cussero, in his office, he has a little plaque on his desk. And the plaque says, he drew a circle to shut me out. Heretic, rebel, thing to flout. But love and I had the wit to win. We drew a circle that what? Took him in. Christ is the love that opens and includes, that builds bridges, that opens to find new ways and new relationships. You know, God shows us today in Mark's gospel that he's already working in the world and all around us. And as those first witnesses said, wow, he has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the blind to see. Ephatha, Ephatha, Ephatha. The new age has dawned. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. The new love and power of Christ is with us. And you, my friends, are part of that action. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.